Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're exploring a story from the Book of Joshua. Yeah, you heard that right, the Book of Joshua. It might not be the first place you'd think to look for life lessons, but trust me, this story is packed with insights that are surprisingly relevant to the challenges we face today.
You know, it really is fascinating. This story digs into how easily misunderstandings can pop up and how quickly things can spiral out of control, even when you think everything's settled and everyone's on the same page.
So, like, what kind of story are we talking about here?
Okay, so imagine this. The Israelites, led by Joshua, they've just conquered Canaan.
Right.
And they've divided up the land among the 12 tribes.
Okay, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Everyone got their fair share right. What could go wrong?
Well, that's where things get interesting. See? Two and a half of those tribes, Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, they'd already received their land east of the Jordan River even before the conquest began.
So they were kind of ahead of the game.
Exactly. They got their territory early. Now, with the conquest over, they're packing up their families, their livestock, and heading back home across the Jordan. Seems simple enough, right? Just a routine move. But this is where the drama starts.
Oh, I knew there had to be a twist.
As they're heading back east, these tribes build this massive altar right near the Jordan River.
An altar.
A big one. And when the other tribes see it, they totally freak out. They're convinced that Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh are about to ditch their faith.
Whoa, hold on. Just because they built an altar?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it from their perspective. They see this huge altar going up, and they immediately jump to the worst case scenario. Are these tribes setting up a rival place of worship? Are they breaking away from the rest of Israel? Are they abandoning everything they fought for?
Oh, I see. So it's not just about the altar itself. It's about what they think it represents. It's like a giant red flag signaling a potential split in the newly formed nation.
Exactly. Remember, these 12 tribes, they've just been through this long and brutal war together.
Right.
They finally conquered the land. They're starting to settle down. And unity is absolutely crucial at this point. Any sign of division, any hint that someone's going their own way, it's going to set off alarm bells.
It's like they finally got the family back together after a huge blowout, and now they're terrified of another fight breaking out.
That's a great way to put it. The situation is so tense that the other 9.5 tribes actually start preparing for war. They're ready to fight their own brothers to preserve their faith and their hard-won unity.
Wow, that escalated quickly. So they're on the brink of a full-blown civil war, all because of an altar. What happens next?
Well, this is where things take a really interesting turn. Instead of launching straight into a war, the tribes decide to, well, talk.
They're actually going to try and talk it out after all that buildup about almost going to war.
Yeah, it was a pretty radical move for the time. They put together a delegation led by this guy Phinehas, a priest who was known for being pretty level-headed.
So they sent him over to, like, get the lowdown.
Exactly. They want to figure out what's really going on before things escalate any further. It's like a fact-finding mission, a chance to actually understand the situation before making any rash decisions.
Man, talk about a de-escalation.
Yeah.
So what happens when Phinehas and his crew meet up with the altar builders?
They confront them straight up. They lay out all their fears and concerns, like, hey, what's the deal with this altar? Are you guys about to ditch us?
And how do the other tribes react?
You know, it's interesting. They don't get all defensive. It's like they totally get where the other tribes are coming from, that they're just worried about protecting their unity.
It's kind of like when you realize your friend is upset with you, but you understand why. And you just want to explain yourself and clear the air?
Exactly. So they explain that the altar isn't for sacrifices. It's not meant to be a rival place of worship at all.
Oh, so what is it then? Some kind of, like, art project?
Well, they call it a witness, a monument to remind future generations about their shared history and how they're still totally united with the rest of Israel.
So it's like a symbolic gesture, right? They're saying, hey, even though we live on the other side of the river, we're still with you. We haven't forgotten where we came from.
Precisely. And you know what? This simple explanation completely changes everything.
I bet. Talk about the power of communication.
Right. The delegation heads back. The other tribes are like, oh, phew. Okay, we get it now. And just like that, they avoid a totally devastating war.
That was a close one. Seriously, though, it's a perfect example of how quickly things can blow up when we let assumptions take over. And on the flip side, how powerful it can be to just communicate openly and honestly.
It also highlights the power of symbols. I mean, this altar almost started a war, but in the end, it became this powerful reminder of what united the tribes. It's like a physical representation of their shared faith, their common ground. It's kind of beautiful when you think about it.
It really makes you think about all the ways we might misinterpret things in our own lives, you know? Like, are there things we see as threats that are actually just attempts to connect, to bridge divides? I mean, we see this kind of miscommunication all the time, right? In families, in workplaces, between countries, even online.
Oh, absolutely. Conflict is kind of unavoidable. It's how we deal with it that matters.
So what do you think? What can we learn from this ancient story about how to, like, navigate those tricky situations where misunderstandings are just waiting to happen?
It all comes back to remembering that we're all human, right? We all have our own experiences, our own fears, and our own ways of seeing the world. And sometimes those differences can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts.
Yeah, it's like we're all coming to the table with our own baggage, and sometimes that baggage bumps into someone else's baggage and things get messy.
Exactly. But the key is to not let those differences define us, to not let them become barriers to connection and understanding.
So how do we do that? How do we actually put that into practice, especially when tensions are running high?
Well, for me, it always starts with a deep breath.
Okay, deep breaths, got it. What else?
And then reminding myself that the person I'm talking to, even if we disagree, even if they're frustrating me, they're still a human being just like me. They have their own story, their own reasons for believing what they believe, and their own hopes and fears.
Yeah, it's so easy to forget that sometimes, you know?
Ugh.
Especially when you're caught up in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely. But if we can remember that, if we can approach those difficult conversations with a little bit of humility and a willingness to listen, we can start to build bridges instead of walls.
So it's about choosing curiosity over judgment.
Exactly. It's about asking questions instead of making accusations. It's about seeking to understand rather than just trying to win an argument.
And sometimes it's about just agreeing to disagree. Right? You're not always going to change someone's mind, and that's okay.
Right. The goal isn't always to convince someone that you're right. Sometimes it's just about creating a space where you can both feel heard and respected.
I love that. It's about building relationships, even when there are disagreements.
And those relationships, those connections, they're what ultimately make life richer and more meaningful.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, there you have it. Another deep dive into the ancient world. And another reminder that the wisdom of the past is often surprisingly relevant to the challenges we face today. Who knew the Book of Joshua could teach us so much about conflict resolution?
It just goes to show that there's always something new to learn, even from the most unexpected sources.
So true. Thanks for joining us on this journey. We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring. And until next time, keep seeking understanding, keep building bridges, and keep choosing peace.